אשר שדין נפושס אמיר. ושמו כל שבציבו בדין זה, מי שהוא זג במוסע וישרו בו. ואומרו לוי, לוי תיגרים למומן שיפוסי, שיפסד, ולנין על דבריהם מותר להורג בידיים. ולוי עיד אל שרוח החכמים נחלמר. ומכל מוקים ומוקים שנדונים מדיני ישראל, על יסקין עוד מעשם בכך, שהקדוש ברוך הוא חופית מסוסן של ראשונים, בזמן שתמושך אחרי המיס הסדיקים. המוסע מוטל הורג, עושו משהו, אומר, הירוק דילי המחברים דז רמב״ם, שעושו להורג. ומכל מוקים, אם הוזק בזה, הירגין נעשי מחמס ירס, מה שעושי. נמצא כל שהוזק במוסע, או שלא יוזק והיסר ביחשוב, ולנין נמות על הורגי, הוקול שאיני בדער זה ראו לוחש, שמקום מוקים כל שבדער גרום מותר בזה, הויל מוסר עכשיו, אף על פי שעדיין להוזק, ולהוסרו עכשיו נאמר עליו שהוא מן המרידי, ואם החרימו הציבור על כך, הרי הוא כי הוסרו הוא מותר להורגי, ומי שנספרסים בפיקרס, ומגלפונים בתירו, אפו מן המרידי, שהרב לזר ברב שימן נאמר עליו, שמוסר אויסי למלכוס על שנספק ירבי ונספרסם לי בראשי ואפיקורסס. וזה גמר ממציא, when the king forced רב לזר ברב שימן to be done nefoshes, and then he did apprehend someone, and then he was מקבל ייסורים על עצמי. So, as to why he did it, so then they told him that ובנוי בועלו נער המורוסו בימה כיפורים, בימה כיפורים. So what's the difference? בימה כיפורים, not בימה כיפורים. The Yisra of Bona Rossi is the same Yisra. So the Mira explains that that means that he wasn't just the Baltai Vein, Muma Vidyov. If somebody is born נער המורוסו on a regular day, so you could say he's a Muma Vidyov, not Lachis. But if somebody does it on Yima Kippurim, it means that he had the Kavone to defy the Torah. The fighter lachs, so he was one of the meridim. So then he became pacified. So sisub nimeya, Rav Lezer Rav Shimon. So the Gemara in Asir Zapeimel. So he says, "Sha'arei Rav Lezer Rav Shimon, nemar olof shemosar yisil malchus al shenispaker bei v'nisparsem lei b'roshe u'apikurses u'dvor meilu kulam tzrichim." Oh, then he says, so. It's strange. Why did the Miri have to mention a raya from the Gemara in Bob Metzia, and it's not so mifuresh? And blah, blah. He could have mentioned the Gemara in Avdi Zorad Afravov, Haminim Vamosrim, Rin Lemaili. He has to mention the Gemara, a Gemara in Bob Metzia, where it's not even spelled out. It's strange. But then he says, Udvor Meilo, all this halacha from Rin Lemaili, Kulam Tzrichin Leharbis Biumdis. בישיר מייזני יויר מכוונס בהם ביד חכומים דלים ומבי נמדו ולילה מל ירד לוף של אודם קל ונשכת דומים. So, in other words, so he says, all this din of מרידים למיילים is only מותר if דלי הדור אמר בבום דס and they decide that this drastic measure against minimum מוסרים is indispensable for הצורס הציבור. Let's say if there are certain minim who are mafsi the emune of Klal Yisrael and they feel that it's necessary to do it, then it can be done. In other words, what the Piskei Teis says, only what the Rambam Meir Nevuchim says, only there is a Migdal Milsi. But who decides who decides it? Not every Yochid, the Gdilado. What's the Pshat Gdilado? Now, I could have the second chelik of Cheshmishpet, you know, Simen Shin Pivov, you know. In some Cheshmishpet, it's in three volumes. Per Ches Milchus Chevo Mazik. Haloche Yudalef. Oso Hamoser, Asher Zomam, Umosa, Yirelish Oso Herge, because the Heter is based upon the Loch of Regi, but if he already mastered, so it's no purpose. Elohim kein huzak limseya, hare zeyonei shemo yimser achel, umaisin bechol zman biori amarov, la'aneish המוסרים שהוזוקו נמסי המומים לאודום, ונמסי המוסרים ביד היפיוחבים, לאונשום ולהקייסום ולאוסרום כפירישום. What does that mean? The onshom means even capital punishment, even to have them executed. Lakeisom means just hakoy, not hariy. Losre means prison. Likonse means monetary fines, monetary penalty. So why does Ram have to say, it's my sin bioreya as cholzman bioreya mar. Lani shamosrim shiuz ekulim simon niodom. Even lunchom alachas kamo vechamo the tlakeise li osre li konse is muta. So why would Ram have to mention it? Obviously, because the whole heter of meridim lemailin is only to save the tzibur. So if there is a tzir hashor to apply the most drastic measure in order to save the tzibur, then there is a heter in lunchom. But suppose you can save the tzibur by meeting out a lesser penalty, not missing, just like Esau, or just by putting them in prison. So then we have no heter. And then, suppose we can save the tzibur by imposing a monetary fine, we have no heter to kill them. But then the Rambam says, V'chein kol ha-meitzer li-tzibur um-tzaron, mutar li-mosrei v'yad yiftuchovin, la-keisei u-li-osrei u-li-kansei. Anyone who is a menace to the tzibur, not minimus, let's say somebody, a criminal, you know, who steals and does and uses violence, is a misayar tzibur, is a menace to the tzibur. So we are allowed to report him to the police in order to be martial the tzibur. But here the Rambam doesn't say yechein kol ha-meitzer li-tzibur umzaron mutal mosrim yad yichovim leonshei lakeisei u leosrei likonsei. But he says lakeisei leosrei likonsei, not leonshei. In regard to moser, he says muter maisim bicholzman biori amarov lanish u lakeisom. Lanish Hamoslim Shiruzuk Limsimon Nodom Limsa Hamoslim Vichovim Leonshom Lakesom Losong Ferishom. So even if it's necessary, Leonshom Harige, so it's Muta. If it's not necessary, it's only necessary Lakesom. If it's only necessary to put them in prison, only put them in prison. If it's only necessary to impose them upon just a monetary fine, nothing more, so it's only Muta. To mace them for that. Only that which is indispensable for the Hatzolos HaTzibur. Now he says the same aloha applies. V'chein kol ha-meitzer li-tzibur um-tzaron mutar le-mesrim yavichovim. So he should say the same thing. Li-onshei, la-keisei, li-osrei, li-kansei. So he only says la-keisei, li-osrei, li-kansei. He doesn't say li-onshei. So it's obvious there's a difference between Moser and minimum Moslem are the same, because they are both included in the category of Meridin Lemaili. So in regard to minimum Moslem, if there is Yitzir HaShor to be Meisa them Lemalchus for the purpose of Leon Shom, so it's also Mutar. But in regard to Mitzayir HaTzibur, just a criminal, you know, who is a menace, is a threat to the Tzibur, he might attack a certain person, he might steal money and so on. So then it's only a heter to be meiserim lemalchus, not launchi, launchi not, launchi is mise, but only lakeisei leosrei ulikansi. Why not launchi? Because of the nisa of the siyotzach. Yeah, so it's gone. But minimum mosrim, according to Rambam Shite, are mufke of the siyotzach. Yeah, that taste is Rambam Shite. But we only in the case of a tzir hashor, because when there is no tzir hashor, so there is another halacha that hamirim yad al chaver is nikra rosh, and that doesn't depend upon the love of leisiv lakeisi. That's a halacha. First of all, afal pisha lo yikor nikra rosh, lo yikor, so he's not even leisiv. so weiß ich nicht, was. Alright, so Eloi Kau, so it's like this Raven Lechel Psach Hazir, for all the beauty Psatle, so the Gemara in the Dorm says, so Bibov, so ich mich slich, so slich, but it's not Nikol Rosh, if somebody is this Raven Lechel Psach Hazir, for all the beauty Psatle, is Nikol Rosh, so slich, but Shem Yislachlo, Shem Yislachlo, because she didn't know that the Baal was Mayfair. The neder, some male she requires kapore, but the rosh she doesn't have ishem rosh. Here there is a special aloch. Kol amirim yad al chaver einik rosh. One second. So there's a special aloch. So my father said this is special aloch. It's not based upon the aver of liyitzakis. First of all, the Rambam says in El Cheshevu Mazik.
Rashi was saying, just that what the hits somebody is not the
Isra of Leisiv,
is that what Rashi
said? No! But if you hit, but suppose you try to hit, but you don't hit, you're not even Leisiv. Oh. And still the Gemara Daf Menuches and Sanhedrin says, Omar Rab Chanine, I think Rab Chanine, Kol Amirim Yad Al Chaveri Afal Pi Shelo Yikon Nikro Roshi. Shenema Avayim Al Roshi Lomo Sakes Reacho. Lomo Yikiso Loinema Lomo Sake Afal Pi Shelo Yikiso. So, if it had been based upon the Isa of the Asi, so, he didn't do it. Oh, so it's like in Schaven Lechop Sachazir Volabi Odip Sartle. So, Sliche, but not Rosh. Here there is special Aloch. That if you are merim yad without rishus, so you are rosh. It doesn't make any difference who he is. So he's a rosh. And then, how could it be based upon the love of Leisiv? That was before Matan Torah. That was before Matan Torah, and Moshe Rabbeinu said, Lo mosak es reach. What?
They
have rishus.
What?
No, it's not the chachomim have the keach. The Torah calls him Rosh. Vayeima lo rosh olom osakes reach. So the Torah calls him Rosh. As a matter of fact, he doesn't say that Moshe Rabbeinu called him Rosh. The Torah calls him Rosh. Vayeima lo rosh olom osakes reach. Even doesn't say lomo ikisos reach. So it's not based upon the Isa. And then it was before Matan Torah. And then the Medrash says, who are the Nitzim? Dosam Aviram, Nitzovim, Heim Berishosom, Mitchelosom, Vaseifom. So even after Matan Torah, it wouldn't involve a Nisa of Liesiv. The Rambam says, Perikeinu Cheshevu Mazik Aloch Aleph, Oso Liodom Larbel, Bein Beatzmi, Bein Mechaviri, Vilo Yachidu Bulvad, Elo Kolamake Odom Kosham Yisrael, Bein Kotten, Bein Godel, Bein Nish, Bein Nisho, Derech Nitzoyin, Harizei Vebleisese, Shenema Leyesif Lakese. So the Rambam says, Elo Kolamake Odom Kosham Yisrael. Barik Nore Kosham Yisrael, Roshanat, Ineis Maisam Chonat, and that's in Machlekes in Sanhedrin. I Perikil Nachnokin, whether Makshin Nakoy Liklole, or Loi Makshin Nakoy Liklole. And the Rambam Paskins, like the Tane, that Makshin Nakoy Liklole. So just as Gabi Klole, we have a Aloche. Of Nosi Beamcho Lisoya Beisi Maisamcho, so Ligabe Akoye, we also have the cloud, only Beisi Maisamcho. So if somebody is Make Roshi, is not evil Yasif. That's the Gimachlekes, with a Maki Kusi. So there are Nisi Maisamcho, and Kusim Geremesin, so they are Jews. But there are Nisi Maisamcho, there is Chayev. Malkes, if he is Maki, Makoye, Poros, Mishove, Putonat, the Rambam Paskin, that Makshin, Makoye, Likloy. And the Rambam says, Kolamaki, Odom Kosham, Yisrael. And there it was Dosom Bavira. So, why is he Roshi? There is a special aloch that if somebody is Mirim Yat, doesn't matter who, Nakum, Yisrael, Nakum, Yitzadik, Roshi, even if he is the Roshi of Meridin Vlemaili, but without Rishus, if he's Mirim Yad, is a Rosh. Is a real Rosh. So, as a matter of fact, that's the Aloche. I heard from my father, Rabbi Yeshebea, on the basis of my father said, but that I heard from my father, Rabbi Yeshebea. There is a loche, nishba levatles a mitzvah, the shvu is natchal. Not only it's natchal, it's a shvu shof, it's chayv malkes. If somebody takes a shvu shalo aniach tfil. So the shvu is natchal, and this chayv is eivir, the love of shvu shof, of the sishim of shekachal ashof. That's a mishne. So there is a very strange loshna ramba. The Rambam in Perkei Milche Shvues Halochi Yidvei says Nishba Sheyechol Nevelo Utreife V'chayei Tzibem Yisur Etero Hare Zaleike Mishum Shvu Ashof Bein Ochal Bein Lo Yochal Because it's Shvu Ashof. Then the Rambam says in Aloche, at the end of Aloche Yudalit, V'chein kol anishba levatlas ha-mitzvah, V'loi bitel, pota mishvaz bitu, V'loi ke mishum shuashov, V'eise ha-mitzvah shenishba levatola. Ketzat, higin shenishba shalo yase suki, V'shalo yil bash tfilin, V'shalo yitin tzdoko. Just to mevatle mitzvah say, V'chein hanishba lechaveri shalo oid lecho oid zu shani edo, because im lo yagid no saveni, so he's mechuyev to testify. So if he takes his shvuah not to testify, he's nishbat to mitzvah shvuah shov. V'chein oim al chaver shvuah shaleid al chaidus harizeh shvuah shov shem biyodei shaleid al chaidus v'chein kol kaitzim zeh. Then alochet zayin, he says as follows: nishbat likayim es hamitzvah lo yikiyem pota mishum shvuah zbitu. Ketzat. Gen shenishba shiase lule voisuke o shiitin zdokoloni o shiyoidle im yeda leides velioso velinosam velihid hareze potam shum shvaz bitu shen shvaz bitu cholo elo al divri orshus shim rotso eise vim loy rotso eine eise shenema al hora lehitif lifichoch kol anishba al hora lacherim potam shvaz bitu gen shenishba shiakef tleini o yikalelenu או יקסל ממני, או ימסרנו בידנוס, מפני שהוא מצווה של אלעסיס. ויראה לי שהוא עולה כמשום ישוב. So everybody ready the question, יראה לי, it's a mission מפרשת. And the Rambam פסקנט, נשבע לבטלס המצווה, והוא את האיסורים, נשבע שיכול נביא לזה טריפס, או נשבע של ינח תפילם. So, נשבע לבטלס המצווה, ישוב ישוב, it's a mission מפרשת in שבועס. And there he didn't see יראה לי. Here, all of a sudden, in regard to the case of Nishba Shiakes Pleni, or Yikaleno, or Yigzel Mamene, or Yimsereno Biadanos, so the Rambam says, Yirali Shalekim Sheshov. Why is the love of Leisif and Leisigzel Gorua than the love of Leisichol Kalnevelo? There he doesn't have to say Yirali, just because it's not Mochaveri, so it's Gorua. So why does Rambam say V'yirali shuleikim sheshov? It's a big pele. So I heard from my father Rabbi Shbeah. What is that?
What's V'yirali going on? Only the last part?
The last part, that's how it seems.
It's not going on the whole lot. Only the
you mean
part,
at the beginning? So if he had reference to the reish and Yishbal Chaim Samitzvah, so he should have said V'yirali in the reish, not after he discusses Lakis explaining Yerlis Les Mameni. So it's mashma that it goes on the last part. Nishba keisat kigen shenishba kigen fichoch kol anishba lehor lacherim pota mishvo esbitu kigen shenishba shiakes pleini o yikavlenu o yigzol mameinei o yimserenu biyadanos mipnei shul mitzuve shol lasis v'yira li shul leikim shuvashov. In the case of nishba shiakes plein,
oh, that's a different type of a case. There's a case of
nishba levatos v'batza mitzvah shul shuvashov. So
no,
the Rambam,
I'm asking why the Rambam put it in this halacha. He should have put it in the halacha before.
Okay, all right. All right. But anyway, he mentions, because he mentions Shein Shvuaz Bitu Cholo Al Divri Orshus.
Okay.
Here he doesn't even use the ivre, the expression, nivel vatel samitz. It's not rishus. Shvuyeh is only hal on something divrei rishus. A person has rishus to do or not to do. Let's say, I'll eat or I won't eat. He has a right to eat and he has a right not to eat. Mashen kein, larbe lespleini oil, lakiseise, ligze, likaleise. He has no rishus. But the question is, they all involve love, the reise. So why yearly? Why does he have to resort to yearly? So, yes?
In the first case, it was a case where the shvu was not to do mitzvah, and in the second case, it was a case where the shvu was to do an avera.
Yeah, but that is mentioned in Aloche Yudveis, Nishba sheyechol nevelo utreifo, v'chayei tzeben, mi'isuri teiro arizaleke mishuv v'ashov, v'nochal milo, it's a mishnah mefereshes in shvues. So why does he have to resort to yearly? So I heard from my brother Rav Yoshe Ber years ago, on the basis of my father said that if somebody is mirim yad against someone who is not eisi my samcho, so there's no love of liesi, but it's special aloch. Vayim al rosh alom esak esreach. Kol amirim yad al chavir nik rosh. That doesn't depend upon the love. It just afo pishaloiko. And even if he's an eisi my samcho, and if it kachovim, even if he's those that are meridim lemailin, so he's a rosh. Unless he has rishus, who has rishus? Bezdin has rishus. Let's say every time a father or a rabbi, you know, chastises a child or a talmid, chas v'sholem is a rosh, because he has rishus. The Torah gives rishus to a father, to a rabbi, to chastise a person for a good purpose. So, but in Chaname, if a father will hit a child, not for the purpose of chastising him, of disciplining him, he's a roshe. Of course, doesn't make any difference. But if he does it because to discipline him, so on the contrary, it's a mitzvah. The Torah gives rishus. But some and bezden has rishus. Sheftim v'sheitrim titnuch. What sheitrim? Balimaklo ritzuo. But a yochid, not bezden, if he hits a person, whether he's evaluated, not evaluated, he's a rosh. He's a rosh. So Mimele, my brother said, the Rambam wants to tell us, even Nishba Sheyaki Espleini, who is an Evid Chovim, who is an Eisim Aisamch, so he's not either the love of Leisiv Lakese, but still he has no issues. So the Shvui is not Chal. So the Rambam says, even though it doesn't involve any Iser, but since he has no rishus and the Zeroshe and the Chete, when he does it, so merely it's Yishvu Hashov also. That's a big Chiddush. That's a big Chiddush. But then last, so that's all right in regard Ken Shenish Bash Yakes Pleni or Yigzel Mameni. So there, it's Haromes Yad. But Yikal Lenu, since when is Yikal Lenu? A Roshe or a Chete? So if he's it takes his way to be mikalel Israel kosher, so then it's nishbal vatel samitzve. But and then he says, why should it be? He has no rishus. So is there a more brachas here? Brachas and Shabbos now? Yeah, there's brachas and Shabbos. Good. Brachas in Olsen Avrizore, in Sanhedrin. Da in Brachas darf sein, zu den Moren Menschen ist Historie. Wie Kiel sehen wir auch jen. So, there is a certain moment every day where the Schrinik Aviochel is Kies. Whatever it means. It cannot be understood Kipschute. So, it's hard to be with something that moment. So the Gemara says, "Hahutzduki davzayin omid alef." Hahutzduki in the middle of the omid. Hahutzduki dahave bishvil vusei der bishir melevi. A shochan neighbor of a bishir melevi. Have a komutzayli tuve bikoi. So he tormented a bishir melevi psukim. He tried to convert the tzduki. Tried to convert him to melevi. So yim achat. So he wanted to curse him, but he wanted to curse the mean in the moment of Yosami Shalakadosh Baruch Hu. So he tried to be mechavnet. I mean, we don't understand what the Gemara means, but he tried to be mechavnet. So, so he says, Shochel Tanegele veikne bin kare de arse ve'ayim be sova. When the moment of Shasam Shalakrish Boch will come, so then he'll be Mikal. He'll be Mikal the Tzduki. Kimot Haishaite Nay. But when that moment came, he fell asleep. Oma Shmamino Lavera Harle Mebedoch. That's not a proper thing to curse, even Tzduki. Two reasons. One is v'racham of alkolmasov ksiv. So in other words, there's a meaning of rachmones alkolmasov, even meaning. And then another time is uchsiv gamanish lasadik loitev. Nazakteiv. Now what is gamanish lasadik? For a moment, I want to turn to Gemore in Shabbos Daf Kuf Montes. For a moment, Kuf Montes. On the base. So the Gemara says, Ve'yomar Rab Yaakov Vredi Bas Yaakov Kol Shechaveri Nena Shal Yodei Eimachnisi Neisei Bimchitzosi Shal HaKadosh Baruch. So the Gemara says, how do we know that? So then the Gemara says, Elo Mehoche Gamaneish Latzadik Leitev Ein Leitev Ela Ra Uksiv Kiloi kel chofitz resha ato li yigul chara. Tzadik ato adishem li yogo bimgul chara. So mele kol shechavir in nene shal yode. If somebody curses another person, it may mean. So it's not a nice proper thing because gamanesh la tzadik loitev. So what's the pshat in gamanesh la tzadik loitev? Not that it's not good to curse a person. To be manish a person. But if a person is manish another person, yeh mish yeh, the biggest rosh. So the one who is manish, the tzaddik who is manish, has a shem chayte. Ve'in loy tei velara. What does it mean? But the pasuk doesn't say the gamanish la tzaddik ra. The pasuk says gamanish la tzaddik loy tei. So what does it mean, not ra? Why does the pasuk use the expression loitev? Because there is a difference. The Rambam in Pirush HaMishneh and Pirkei Avos, so he says the proper derech is derech beinis. But both extremes, the Rambam in Pirkei Avos, I think it's in the fourth perik of Pirkei Avos, so he says both extremes are not good. For example, let's say shikras is one extreme. The other extreme is to be posh from everything. In other words, he never drinks wine, he doesn't live in a nice house. So the Rambam says in Ilchazdeus, Shemo yim ha'odom hoi la'kino ha'taivo va'akovet mitzin es odom ne'ilom efresh l'sadachin lo yese isho v'lo yeshto yayin v'lo elbash begit noe hamaler b'darzun nikho chayti שנאמר וכי פעולות משכות על הנפש. אמרו חכמים וכי בייז נפש חוטו ועל יציר עצמי מן היין, למתחו שכל המצייר עצמי מן היין נקרא חייתי. So the Rambam says in the Pirsha Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, I think in the fourth Perek, and he says in Shmini Prokim also, that both extremes, the Kotzer Achim is not good. So in other words, if one extreme, but in other words, if somebody is a Baal Taive, so the Rambam says, Nikro Roshi, what does it mean, Baal Taive? It doesn't mean Chas V'Sholem. And the Rambam mentions he drinks, he's a Shikya. It doesn't mean he's a Shikya for Yain Nesach. He's a Shikya for Kedem wine. I mean, he can become a Shikya for Kedem wine too.
They got a new wine now.
If somebody is still Viseve and he likes to eat Poso, without a limit, lat kosher, I mean everything, best shrit in the world, I mean lat kosher, but if he does it too much, not in moderation, so kotzer achrein, so the Rambam says, he's a rosh. Suppose he follows the other extreme, he doesn't drink any wine, he's yeshivitainis, so nikra chayti. That's what the Rambam says in Pirsha Mishnah Perkavis. Why does he call one kotzer Roshe and one kotze chayte? What's the difference between Roshe and chayte? Roshe is used in regard to someone who is a chayte b'mezit. So then he's a Roshe. All right, in regard to the psuleides, so just Shem Roshe doesn't pass on ladies, he has to be a Roshe in certain averes, aver of the chomos, aver of malchus, aver of mise, kores. But the Gemara says in Yevomis, kolay iver al diver chachomim nikro Roshe, but only b'mezit. If somebody is either even Yisur Teire, but Bishayeg is not Nikro Roshe Chas V'Sholem, but Chayte is. In other words, when a person resorts to Shikres, then he doesn't have good intentions, then he's a Roshe, without a Maisaver. Even if he becomes a Shikar, he habituates himself to Shikres, through Kedemwai, you see. So he's a Roshe, he's not. And if somebody follows the Kotzer Achrei, the better extreme, on the contrary,
stays away from wine.
Why altogether? He never drinks wine, and he doesn't live in a comfortable home. He wants to live, in a shed. You know, I mean, not in a comfortable home. He's also a chayti, but you can't say he's a roshi because his intentions are good. So in other words, when the Gemara says here on Shabbos, daf kuf mem tes, the Gemara says, so why doesn't the Pasuk say Gamanesh la tzadik ra chas v'sholem? Ra would mean roshe. But when a tzadik curses a mean, he has good intentions. He doesn't curse the mean out of malice chas v'sholem, because of personal sine. It's because for an ideal l'shem shamayim. So chas v'sholem he cannot be called Ra, but actually he has a Shem Chayte. So his Loitev is the same like Chayte. Loitev, but not Ra, because Ra implies mazit, malice, bad intentions. Rabbi Shimon Levi Chas V'Sholem had the best intentions when he tried to curse the mean. The best intentions, it was L'Shem Shamayim, but Gamanesh L'Tzadik Loitev. So there is a loche that just as there is a loche of Kolamir Yad al Chavir Nikro Roshe, so in other words, cursing is also like Aramis Yad. It's a certain kind of Aramis Yad. Cursing is verbal Aramis Yad. Aramis Yad means violence. That's what Aramis Yad means, violence. If somebody exercises violence against any person, the biggest Rosh, mean in Moshe, well, that is Meridin Lemailin, but without Rishus, if he exercises violence, he's a Chayte, or a Rosh. So if he exercises real violence, physical violence, so he's a Rosh. There's the Pasuk from Vayimel Rosh Aloma Sakis Riach. But if he exercises, he curses. Not Pekeras, he curses not Pekeras. So then, he's not a Rosh. But he's a Chayte. There's the Pshat. Tamanish La Tzadik Leitev. So Mele, there's the Pshat in the Rambam. When the Rambam says, so in other words, but the Rambam says in Hilches Deis that certain people are allowed to curse Lishim Techoche. How about Nidu? Nidu involves Skole. Every Nidu involves Skole. So how can he do it? Bez Nezerait to be Mikalel. But just the Yochit, who is not told to be in Bezden, he has no right, you know, to use Skole. So it's also English. Now the Rambam says, the Rambam says in Chesdeis Perikvov Alochaches, Hamichiach es chaveri tchilo lo yidabeli kosheis ashiach temenu, shenema avalisis olof chait, kachomu chachomim, yochel atom chichei upamav mishtanis, tom lima avalisis olof chait, mikan shoso liodom lahachlim es Yisrael, vikoshkin berabim, afal pisha amachlim es chaveri in leike olof ovin godlu, kachomu chachomim, המלבין כחביר ברבים אין לחילק למעבו לפיכוך צורך אדום לאיזויה של לוויש חביר ברבים בין קוטן וגודל ולא יקרא לבישם שהוא ביש ממנו ולהיספר לפון עבדובו שהוא ביש ממנו ואמר דבור המורים בדבור שלנו לחבירי אבל בדורי שמיים אם לחוז הבי בסיסה מחלים מייסי ברבים ומפרסים מחטי ומחרפי נייסי בפונוב ומבזים ומקל נייסי עד שיעז למוטב. So if he's in the madrege to be מחייך, so then he can even be מקל also, but יוחיד who is not in that madrege, if he curses, he has no רישוס. If he has no rishus, even though he's not evil, he's a kal cheresh, because he needs my samcho. More than that, he's a rosh gomor, he's a mean. But if without rishus, he has no rishus, so he's a chayte. So if he's make, if he uses physical violence, mamesh, make or gezel, then he's a rosh. But if he's mikalel, somebody who's a needs my samcho, without rishus, not when the Torah gives him rishus, So then he's a chayte. Where is that mentioned? That's the Gemara in Broches. So Tamanish la tzadik leitev, and the Gemara in Shabbos says, what does it mean leitev? Ra, but it doesn't mean ra. It means he's a chayte. Ra would mean he's a roshe, but leitev means he's a chayte because he has good intentions. So the Rambam says, even if he's nishba, so the shu is not chal because he has no rishus. But if yirali shu leike mishum shu hashem. Now, what? That's why there is certainly haramis yad. Haramis yad doesn't mean daf ke biguf. Haramis yad the moment is also haramis yad.
No, but what I'm saying, if it's goes on the minor, then there's a definite iser.
No, meridin, if he's one of those meridin lemailin. So lo yehei momene chomo megifei. So if somebody is gezel, a mean in moseh, since he's mufke of the isar of lisirzach, so lo yehei momene chomo megifei is not even lisigzel either. Gezel akom is osa, is even lisigzel, but not minimum mosrim, because meridin lemailin. And the Rambam shita is that meridin lemailin implies afkoy of the isar of lisirzach. So mele is not even lisigzel, but he has no rishus. It's
Haram Yisrael. Because
he's a Yochid.
He's a Yochid, yeah.
He has no rishus. So he's a Merim Yad. So he's a Roshe. He has no rishus. So Yirali, Shulei, Kevishim Shvashav. Now, there is a Gemara. In Yalom Niach, there is a sugi of Ovidinish Nilinafi. Machlekes, Mimokim say this, everybody agrees that Ovidinish Nilinafi, but Shalom Mokim say that, where he has time to do it al the Bezdin. So Machlekes between Rav Nachman and Rav Yehude. The Itma, Daf Chofzayin on the base. The Itma, Rav Yehude Omar. The Gemara mentioned there. Emily Gufe Duv de Chave. Sholach lei de Hage, de Hage Agerusse, de Betray. De Chol Yeme Avedol Echad Menai. There was a bear that had mine. And it was owned by two Shutfi. So it was arranged that one day one Shutef should use the water and one day the other Shutef should use the water. So Yeme let's say Reuven and Shimon worship him in a bear that mine. So let's say the agreement was Sunday Reuven uses the bear and Monday Shimon uses. So then Monday Reuven was using it. So Shimon came and said Omalei, so Shimon said to Reuven, Yemi did you, that's my day. You have no right to use the water. Le'ashbech me. Shokul pandeh di morem chayeh, so he hit him. Then the question is whether he's chayef to pay for the chol. So if he had the right, you know, to prevent a trespass on his mayim, al yidei akoyeh, so then he's not mechuyev lishalim. But for the beishes. But if he had no rights, so then he has to pay. So that was the question. Omalei meyo pande lashok pande morim mechay. Omalei meyo pande be pandel mechay. Afil mandom alo yovidinish lenafshei bimokin pseide ovidinish lenafshei. In other words, he had the right to hit him. In other words, a person, if one person wants to be mafsid my mommy, and if I have no way of preventing the hezek except by hitting him, I have a right to even to hit him in order to prevent the hezek. Bimokim said, "Ditma Rav Yude Omar lo yovidin lo nafshi. Rav Nachman Omar ovidin lo nafshi. Heyche dike pseide kol alma lepligid ovidin lo nafshi. Ki pligi heyche leke pseide. Rav Yude Omar Rav lo yovidin lo nafshi. Dechidin leke pseide leizel kamidayne. Rav Nachman Omar ovidin lo nafshi. Dechidin di bidin ovidin lo tor. Samach leges." So then the Gemara daf Chof Ches es Sikashi against Rav Yehude. So the Gemara says Toshma minayin linir sashe kol liyomov vi rabbi misarev bilotzis vi choval vosa bichabure shu poter Talmud lema lui sikho keifel loshuv lui sikho keifel shov. So in other words, so if the Odin hits David, so is Potter. So it's a raya that Ovidin is not enough. So the Gemara says, Hoche maaskinum be'avde gamve, ado idne loy gonav, v'hashde gonav. So how is the money v'shach v'ziganev? So how is it until Yevil? So he didn't steal. The moment the Yevil began, so he started to steal. So the Gemara says, ado idne haveim sidi rabbali. So he was afraid to steal. Now that he's be able, he can be able to the hill, so he's not afraid of his master. So hashta leslin the Ramcham Nachum by Yitzchokoma beeve shemosale rabo shifroknaimis adu idne teire vehashta isur, because he's yitzchok the hill, so he has no heta to live with the shifroknaimis. In other words, so that means that one is allowed to hit another person in order to be mafreshim yisure. So the Yamsha Shleima says, only if he's an Odom Tzadik and Odom Godel, who is rode to be the dayan in the city, then he has a right. But some an ordinary person has no right to use force in order to be mafresh miso yam shleimi and the Gemara will come.
Anywhere. The first Gemara also.
What? Yeah, what?
And why were the two shutrim?
No, they are not, because there it's not because lafresh miso. His personal hefset, so he doesn't have to be a tzaddik. But here, when it's a question, not to him. So there, he himself is the nirdef. I don't mean nirdef in the sense of lehoge, but he's a nirdef in hefset momi. So everybody has a right, even if he's not a nice person. But here, it's a nisea. It's a nisea because of lafrush misure, so he has to be roly dying. It's tzaddik and Rodem Godel, the Yam Shleimer says. Now, as far, the question is this: does the Xeras HaKosuf of the Lysikho Keifa Loshuf, Lysikho Keifa Loshov, that is part of Tashlumim, does it apply only to an Rodem Godel? It's not Mistaba. The answer is, as far as the love of Lyasif Lakesi is concerned, so if a person hits another person, in order to be mafresh in Misure, even if he's not an umgodl, so, and even if he's a chayti himself, he's not evil yesif. But there is aloha of reshus, I mean, the kanoim, you know, who throw stones against someone who drives on Shabbos. They are not evil yesif, but, I'm sorry that I have to use the expression, they are reshoim anyway. Because, amirim yadal chavirin ikharoshe, you see. So here too, if you do it lafrushi isure, if lafrushi isure, so then it doesn't involve the love of liyisif, because it's not mistaba to say that there's a cost of the sikh or kiva loshuv, that it's afkoy of the isar of liyisif, applies only to the godly tzaddik. The isurim apply to everyone the same way. But besides the isar of liyisif, there is aloha mirim yadal chavir in ikharoshe, but unless he does it with reshus, so who has reshus? A dayan, a godly tzaddik, whose role is a dayan. So he has reshus, but
that's why it's not called a rasha.
What?
Therefore it's not a rasha, because he has a right to do what he's
doing. I mean, so if he thinks that he's allowed, so he's a chayti, not a rasha. Okay, I'm sorry, I said those mishugoyim who throw stones at those who drive the car, reshoim anyway. I'm sorry. Maybe I shouldn't have used this expression. They are hating anyway, not Rishon. Not Rishon. But it all depends. If he's warned by Talmud Chochem and he says that is against the deen, Nafa Bikini does, then he's a Roshah too, because then he cannot say he's a Sheikh. Sheikh, why? On the basis of his own intuition, he'll decide in a Torah. So if he didn't ask anybody and no Talmud Chochem told him that it's against the deen, so then he's a chayti, not a roshi. But if he was told and he continues doing it, so he's a roshi too.
And it's not to stop them from laughing at the story. It might be able to say, like, I said too.
What?
If we won't accomplish
that's this, right. It's counterproductive here.
Yeah.
But if he means well and he's just a little crazy, so then he's not a roshi, he's a chayti. But if he doesn't, if he's warned and told, so then you cannot say he means well, so he's a roshi. Anyway. Now let's go back to the Indian of the Hidden Lemaile. You know, there was a time when certain kanoim, they burned the booths in the stations. That was such a chil Hashem. It was counterproductive. That escalated the sine of all the apikosim and the reform rabbis and everything. But that's when a person is not motivated by aloha, but he's motivated by emotions. So then it's vayisavu bagoyim vayilmidu maseim. So just as the goyim, they are activists to do all kinds of things and violence. They exercise violence, so the frumekanoim who are not motivated by aloha do the same thing by isavu bagoyim by yomud maseh.
When they throw stones against these cars,
they're
doing the right thing.
Now, I just in the Indian of Marino and Martin, So we discussed the Rambam. The Rambam says, "Kolam tzaya litzibur." So it's mutal lemeisri leakum le leakeisei leosri lekansei. And Moser imaisim becholz becholz beore marov lemeisrom leitkechovim leonshom leakeisom leosrom lekansei. So how is it that in regard to Mosrim, so he even says leonshom, in regard to mitzayer tzibo, let's say criminal, so only leakeisom leosrom lekansei, but not leonshom. Now let's see in the cheshmishpe the halacha of mitzayer tzibo. The Chaber in Simen Shin Piches Sif Yudveis. So the Chaber says, So the Shach says, Nuntes, Keinu b'chol tzifre amchaber u'b'yoshushan, that's the levush. V'toyesu, v'tzorach leima, not klameiser, but klameitza l'tzibur umtzar. Klameitza l'tzibur umtzaron, muter l'mosre b'yadakum, la'keisri u'losri u'likansi. Avod mitzar yochid osu l'mosre, that's the Gemara in Gittin. Of Sholach Ma'ukve, Dim Ladishem Bisrael. What's the mokir in the Gemara for this halacha? It's a chivus againim. That if somebody is mitzayer atzibo, a criminal, who is a threat to the tzibo, a gamev, who hits people, you know. So then we can be meiser lakum. So the Rambam's, what's the mokir? So Lamed in the Be'er Agelo. So he says, Mi braise. Hapikorsim ve'amosrim meridim v'lemayri. Then he says, Yishom nirelein yizdaiti, shegam zeu lomad me'braise haniska. So the aloche of mitzayer atzibo is muta le'meisre li'akum le'hakeisei li'osre li'kansei is based, the mokya for that aloche is the aloche of meridim v'lemayri. So he says, the Biragilo says, and the Biragilo says the same thing. That the Be'er Agro, now let's see, that is Ein Aleph, Ois Ein Aleph, the Be'er Agro. So he says, Toi Seferu, V'Tzorach Leima, Kolameis Alitzibo. Muter, Shehu Kmoi Moser, that Mitzayer Atzibo has the same din as Moser. Well, how do we know? Kmoi Shekosu, V'Ferikamed Rosh Hashono, Avol Haminim, V'Hamsur Esidere Gemara Rosh Hashono. There is no Gemara Rosh Hashono yet. No. He smoked him all Rosh Hashanah. There is no.
Sir.
Okay, thank you. There in Dafyuzayim Rosh Hashanah, the Gemara mentions those who are in Lechelik Amabo. So the Gemara mentions. Avraminim v'amsures v'apikorsim shekofer b'teiro v'shekofer b'tres ameisim v'shepirshu midar gitzibu v'shenosnu chisosom b'eretz chaim. That means those who are ruled b'yad romo mitzari atzibu. That is it. Karnis hamatil eimu yisera atzibu. That's mitzari atzibu. Is in lechel rabo. So the Goyen says, so mitzari atzibu, karnis hamatil eimu yisera atzibu. Shaloi lishim shamayim, has the same status as the Mosa. So since by Mosa there is Aloha Florin Lemailin, and which Muta Limosre Limalchus, Leonche, Leakese, Leosre, Likanse, so Mitsaira Tzibo, the same Aloha. It's also Muta Mosmos. But there is a difference. Moser and Minim. So there is a heter to Mesel Malchus if it's necessary, even Leoncho, to meet out capital punishment. But Mitzayra Tzibo has to show it. Only Lakese, Leosre, Likanse, but not Leonchi. So what is it? So I heard from my father the same thing, because there are two alochas. One aloch is the Isaritzich. The Isaritzich. So Mele, there is no. Mitzara Tzibo is not Mufke of the Isaritzich. Mitzara Tzibo. Mosrim and minimum Mosrim are Mufke of the Isaritzich, according to the Rambam Shit. Because, as the Chinuch says, because Bavet Rishem Rino, so it's Afkoye of the Isaritzich. But then there is Aloche of Merim Yad Bechaveri without Rishus is Nikro Roshe. So Mimele, that applies even to minimum Mosrim. But as far as Aromas Yad of Harigi is concerned, it's more than a rosh that I discussed. Isha Aleph, Posik Dalet, Vayim Adi Shemelov, Kosh Mo Yisrael, Keid Miatu for Kadeti as May Yisrael al Beis Yehu, Vishbatu Mamlechus Beis Yisrael. So Rashi says, Kitar Gume, Yinis Mizil says, as May Bisachov Shehorag Yehu be Yisrael al Shehov des Habal, Vihochu Hu, one of Achikain, Vihov Davis Kron, the Gnon Chilik says, that Yehu was David Avizori once Bishayik. Sheikh, not be made it. Achov, Ubeisei, they are even Avizor, be made it constantly. And not once, but regularly. And the Omachta Sarabim too, there is a big difference between Yehu was not a tzaddik, but he was even Avizor once, be Sheikh. And Achov, that they were showing Murim, I mean, Chayti Omachti. So, it's true, the Novi told Yehu to wipe out Bisachov. But the purpose was he should wipe out Bisachav and he should walk B'derech Hashem, but he didn't. So Mele, all the blood he shed in Bisachav, even though he did it al Pinovi, is considered as if he shed blood Damnoki. Al Shovdus above Hochu, one of Achakim, Bovda Vizkhovim, Likacha Nicheshe Valeim, may Bisachav ki Damnoki. The question is, was Yehu Eivir al Yisirtzoch? Not Mistabar Yisirtzoch. First of all, according to the Rambam in Teis Vishite, that Merin Lemailim Zafkoy of Yisirtzoch, Achof Beisei is ever Amin of certainly in the category of Merin Lemailim, no doubt. The Amin, the Avizor, and Chiti Machti, and they even killed the Nevi Hashem. There is no one. If Achof and the Zebel are not in the category of Merin Lemailim, how could anyone be in the category of Merin Lemailim? But even according to the Rach and the Rosh, that Merin Lemailim is not Afkoye of the Yisrael Tzich, only was on the Rach. But here, Yehu did it al Pi Hashem. All right, Novi told him he should go with the Rach Hashem. But how is it? How is Evel Yisirzoch? Yeah, a Novi be Rasho can be Ikeadol Natira, so he can be Ikeadol Yisirzoch also. So he was not Evel Yisirzoch. The fact that he didn't follow up the mandate that was imposed doesn't mean that he was Evel Yisirzoch. The answer is, besides Yisirzoch, there is Aloche, Kol Amir Yadol Haver Nikroshi. And if it's an ordinary Aromesiad, just he slapped his face. But if you kill someone, if it's a Romesiad of Arige, then it comes within the parsha that I didn't hear from my father, I have to be truthful, but that I said myself. I mean, in the parsha of Shefer Dam Odom Bo Odom, Dome Yishofech, Dome Yishofech. So that's halacha. So I mentioned Friday, that the Muki Yosef in Shavuos, he's masik on the Rambam. The Rambam says in Hilcha Shavuos, there is a loch and nishba li lasis dover she efsha biodle kaini. Shvur shali ishan gimlion. He can't do it. He'll fall asleep whether he likes it or not. So it's a shvur shop. So the Rambam says, in pelikeim lech shvuris, a loch echov, nishba shali ishan shleishis yom. O shali echal klum, shivas yom. Bechayetz beze, she is shvur shop. Ein emrim. Oy shaloi yechal klum shivas yom. So it's a shvur shov. So the Mkiyesef, the Ram, Mkiyesef, in Shvuos, the Amasik and the Rambam says, Nishba shal yishin shlishis yomim, so it's a shvur lekayim. He can do it, whether he likes it or not. He'll fall asleep. But shal yechal klum shvus yomim, it's b'yad lekayim, but he'll die. He'll endanger his life. He might die. So why is it a shvur lekayim? So he says, V'nire k'divei Rambam avoloi mitamei. Why? Because Nishbal Vatlas Amitzvah is a Shvua Shov. So here it's also like Nishbal Vatlas Amitzvah, because as Dimchem Nafshisechem Edrish, the Aherges Atzme. But the question is this: Aherges Atzme, if he takes a revolver and he shoots himself, or he puts poison in his food, so then he's a Ritzeach, he's evil Ritzeach. But when one goes on a hunger strike, he refuses to eat, he's passive. How is evil Ritzeach? How is Eval Yisirzach? The answer is this Chiyuv Misiv Nishamayim of Achaz Dimchel Nashasech Medrash. The whole parsha is not based upon the Yisrael of Yisirzach. It's not based upon the Yisrael of Yisirzach. As a matter of fact, that is mentioned in Lingard of Neneach. So how does the Rambam apply it to Yisrael? It's in the parsha of Neneach. The Gemara in Sanhedrin learns out all the halachas that the Bneach is Chayv Misi, Mangome, and this and that, and the Manubrin, Ezeu Domei shall Nefesh B'Nefesh, Shefer Dam Odom B'Odom, Nefesh that's Nuber. So it's mentioned in Bneach. What application does it have to Yisrael? It's mentioned in Bneach. The answer is, if it is based upon the Yisrael Ritziche, the Bneach HaMuzer, so that it wouldn't apply to Bneach. But here the Chiyuv Misi is based not upon the Yisrael of Lisirzach, even without Lisirzach. If a person kills another person without Rishus, not if somebody is Chiyuv Misi, Zayim is Bneach, Bneach is Nerag, B'dainach, B'edach, so he has Rishus. But without Rishus, so he's Chiyuv Misi Shemayim. There is an interesting Ramban on Chumash. The Ramban said, Niat Chayot Rishenu. So the Medrash Rabbe darshens that if somebody is kefis is chaver, lifnei ari is chayv mis shemayim, he said the pshuto shel mikra is something else. There is a chiyuv misa of shera nisko. If a sheir kills a human being, so it's chayv misa sanhedrin, have to meet out misa. So he says, even shaloi bizman sanhedrin, or suppose there are no edim. So the sheir, the behime, who killed a human being, cannot get misa, but the share is chayv misi l'shamayim. That's what Ramban says. Chumash. I wouldn't say what. And the end of the parsha in Neach. Mi'at chayo et hashenu. What do you mean by chayo et hashenu? If a chayo killed a person, and the Ramban even says, not the way it's mentioned in Melachim. It's mentioned in Melachim, a certain Navi who was told to do something in Melachim and he didn't do it. So then he started to walk and Ari ate him up. So that Ari is not Chayim Misel Yishamayim, because that was Al Piyadibo, you see. Was Al Piyadibo. But an ordinary case when Ari kills a human being, the Ari is Chayim Misel. And there's the Pshutishal Mikra from Yatchayat Hashem. So we see in that parashi is mentioned even Mechiv Mise Ari Balchai. Balchai is Musa and Mesirza. So it's not based upon the Isa of the Sirzach. Of course, we learn out that is Chiyuvimise of Bnei Acholz from that parasha, but the Chiyuvimise B'dei Shomayim is not based upon the Azor of the Sirzach. It's a special halacha. Shefer Dam Odom B'Odom without Rishus, not only Roshi. Roshi is Maki also. But if the Aromasiyat consists of Harige, so then it's Chayv Misal Shemayim. And it applies even to Balchai. So Mele, the same Aloche that is mentioned in connection with Neneach, applies to Israel also. If it's based upon the Azore, so Neneach have their Azore, and Israel have their Azore, as the Rambam says in Pirush HaMishneh in Chum in Gidanoshe, that a Bneach is let's say Bnei Keturah, according to the Rambam, even now Achayev Mile, and Jews Achayev Mile as Bneim, but it's not the same Chiyuv. Bnei Keturah Achayev Mile as Bneim because of the Tzibu that was revealed to Avraham Avinu. Jews Nitnoteir Neschach Aloche, they have no Chiyuvim mitzad any Chiyuv prior to Matan Torah. So Jews cannot muzer on any Yisra because of a tzivu and the Azore that was revealed prior to Matan Torah. We Jews are only mechuye because of tzivuim and Azores through Matan Torah. But this aloche of Chiyuv Mise is not based upon Azores. It's a special aloche. So it applies to Neach, it applies to Israel, it applies even to Ben Chai, Abal Chai. So, if a chaye kills a human being, is chayv misal shemayim. Chayv misal shemayim. So, mele, that's, so, and that's why, so, the Mugyesev is masik and the Rambam, he says, how is it Yishua Shov on the basis of Yefshev Yerlikaimi? It's Yefshev Yerlikaimi. But, nire ki a Rambam, blab mitamei, because af chizdimchem nafshisechem edrish. So, hayeriges atzmei, so if he refuses to eat, so he's also chayv misal shemayim. If somebody is ma'abid asmo das in a passive way, intentional, not if he thinks he'll not die, all right, he's an action, and he thinks he can go on a hunger strike for many days, he will not die. So then he's not chayv misal shemayim. So but if intentionally he does it, even though there is no ma'aser tzircha, he's completely passive, he's chayv misal. He's chayiv misal hashamayim. So mele this ayat.
What?
Why not? That's the aloha.
Yeah,
no, but there's
she asked before, how could it be?
No, if we were to assume it's based upon the lisiyosoch, how is even lisiyosoch if it's passive? Without rishus. It's not based on lisiyosoch. The Ramban says it applies to Balchai too. An Ari tears up a human being. So it's Chayav Misal Shemayim. Not Israel, it's Aloche. It's Aloche that Shefer Dam Odom Bodom Dom Yishamach. Just as there is a general Aloche. From my father, I just heard that there is Aloche of Aromas Yad, Nikro Roshe, without the Israel of Liesif. And of course, Paritzi Arige, certainly. No, but this is my own. I mean, if the Aromasiyat consists of Aromasiyat of Ritziche, then it's not just Yisroshi, it's Chayv Misal Shemayim too. It's Chayv Misal Shemayim. And this aloche applies to Me'abed Asmo Das even in a passive way. Because he has no rishus to be made Mrs. Atzmi. Because, and when he doesn't eat, he's made Mrs. Atzmi. He has no rishus to be made Mrs. Atzmi. And this Chayiv Misrei Shamayim, if somebody commits suicide in a passive way, in other words, somebody who lives, who makes out a living will. I told the number of lawyers, you know, they get, you know, their clients make a living will. I said, don't accept the job. Because one who makes a living will is Chayiv Misrei Shamayim. It's like refusing to eat. What's the difference? Refusing to eat or refusing to get medical aid. So it's Chayiv Misrei Shamayim. So you are evil if neither. And even if you do it to an angel, but this halacha of Azdimchan of Sech Medrash applies to Yisrael, it applies to Neach, it applies to everybody. So Mimele, you're not allowed to be involved in executing a living will. And even if you have to lose all the money in the world, some lawyer said to me, oh, he's a very important client. He'll drop me, so then, and it's so popular, the living will is so popular today. So many of the clients, there's the popular thing to make a living will. So I said, doesn't matter. So you'll change your profession. If you can't make a living from the law practice, so you'll change your profession. You'll become something else. But you can't go along with it. So even the passive way. So now the question is, the Goyen says, and aloche am tzaya litzibo umtzaro. So it's muter almosli adakum la case alonsli can't say so beragilo, and the Goyen say it's based upon the Gemara of Meridin Lamayim. And the Goyen mentions the Gemara of Rosh Hashanah legabein chelik abo. But the question is monefshach, if mitzayir atzibo has the same status as minimum Muslim, so it should be mutar l'meisri malchus l'onshon also. No, l'onshon not. L'onshon only minimum Muslim, but mitzayir atzibo not minimum Muslim, only la'kei som l'onshon comes. So I heard from my father that it means that the halacha of Meridin L'mayli in according to the Rambam implies two halachas. One halacha is that he's mufka flisi yotzach. And why is he mufka flisi yotzach? As the chinuch says, because aved rishonim rino and minimum moskim come within the category aved rishonim rino. So it's afkoye flisi yotzach. Flisi yotzach doesn't apply to those in regard to whom we say aved rishonim rino. The chinuch says it. And this etc. And the laces of flisi yotzach. But then there's another halacha of Mir Gadol Chavir Nikroshe. He has no rishus to exercise kviyah, to use violence, unless he is given rishus. But so who has rishus? Bezdin has rishus. And why does Bezdin have rishus? Not the care of Bezdin that is vested in Bezdin. You know, there are two kinds of halachas. Two kinds of power are vested in the Bezdin. One kind of halachi of authority is vested in Bezdin because of Bezdin. Let's say Lodin Dineknosis. So only Bezdin Somuch can be done Dineknosis, but Natsmuchim cannot be Dineknosis. Suppose the whole community will assemble and they'll decide to be done Dineknosis. Can they be done Dineknosis? Of course not. It's not Mosul Tzibo. So the keach to be done in Ignosis is Mosul, is vested in Dayonim, in Bezd. Bezd is Bezd. There are other halachas that are vested in Bezdin, not because of Bezdin, but because Bezdin represents the Tzibo. For example, Hefka Bezdin Hefka, so the Chishmishpe says, the Ramos says, the name of Rishenim, that Zayin Tuvir Yir, who are the Zayin Tuvir Yir? The representatives of the Tzibo have the keach of Hefka Beznefka. We wouldn't say the Zayin Tuvir Yir can be done the Neknosis, Chas V'Shol, because the Neknosis is Moso to Dayoni. V'nigash Balabayis Elohim, Tzcheil. So what does Elohim mean? Is Somo. But Tzibo, even all of Jewry, will decide to be done in Gnosis. They cannot be done in Gnosis. It was not vested in Tzibo. Hefka Bezn Hefka is Mosot Tzibo. But Idayen has the Keach Tzibo. He represented Tzibo. So Milizayin Tuvi Yiyo were the especially appointed to represent the Tzibo, also have the Keach of Hefka Beznefka. The Rambam, the Mechaber says, and that's contrary to what the Mukiyesef and the Ran say in Sanhedrin. Bezdin Simen Beis, Hilchas Dayonim. Kol Bezdin Afileinim Smuchim Be'arz Yisrael. Im Reim Shom Kutzim Ba'averes Vishul Tzerach Shor Donim Be'nise Be'nomei Be'im Kol Dine Enish Va'afileinim Be'dover Edis Mur V'mu'alom chifti meisei al diyakum. V'yeish lohem keach lehafkir momenom ul'abdei kifim asherein ligder pirsas ador. V'chol maaseyem yiru lishim shamayim. V'davke gidl ador oituve yir shim chubez nale. In other words, bez makim ve'inshim is moso susibo. It's not moso to bez nes bez. The best right is to be here, Shim, who best Nalem. So, also have the same care. And then, the Chenyagin, Ramos says, the Homokim, she to be here, be here, keep best Nagodl. Everything like that, keep best Nagodl. Since when best Nagodl? They'll be able to dan the Nefoshes and Yeranatachas, they have no know best Nagodl, Hasvishon. But there are certain halachas that keiches that are vested in bezdin b'teres bezdin. So there are certain halachas that bezdin agodul has the keiach to do. It bezdin sanedron shulchav gimel not. There are certain halachas that sanedron shulchav gimel can do. And bezdin smuchim shel gimel not. And there are certain halachas that are vested even in bezdin shel gimel smuchim. And there are certain halachas that are vested even in bezdin shel gimel edyetes. These are keiches that are vested in bezdin b'teres bezdin, but then there are certain halachas that are vested in the tzibur. But bezdin, if somebody is a god lador, so he represents the tzibur without being designated and appointed by the tzibur as their representatives. But if somebody is not a god lador, he's not going to be dying. So mele, if the Tzibo appointed him to represent them, then he has the Keach Tzibo. So Zayin Tiveya, they don't even have to belong to him. They don't have to know Edin. But if the Tzibo appointed them to represent them, they have the Keach Tzibo. And the Aloha of Bezn Makim Be'inshin is the Aloha that is vested in the Tzibo. And the Gdil Ador, some Mele. Now, my father said many years ago in Warsaw, and there were sogas by certain rabbonim in the tshuves in those years, but then I found that the Urim Vitumim says, in effect, not explicitly, what my father said. My father said that the aloha of Bez Makim Ve'inshin, so Mais Bechot Shoroch Vlasuz B'Shabes, the reveal of Bez Nuskolu, that is only Mosot Bez Nagot. Because from the Gemara in Yevomes it appears that it's based upon the halacha of Yeshkiya b'chacham l'akadol nateir. Like Elio b'ha'akamel, Elio was a Novi, so a Novi also has a keach to be Ikea, but Bez Nagodl has the same keach to be Ikea lefisho, even b'kumvasei, and b'shev al tais even l'deres. That's the way the chachamim were Ikea, the mitzvah of tzitzes in Pishton and Sodin, they were Ikea, the mitzvah of Shefer and Shabbos Rosh Hashanah, the mitzvah of Lulav, because it's Sheval Tais, but Lefisho, we pass on like Rav Nosson, like Bareishe, Yivomes, that Lideres, they cannot be Ikea, but Lefisho, yes, and the Gemara has the Kashe against Rav Nosson Bareishe, how can he say that Bezdin cannot be Ikea, Lideres, become Vasei, but Bezdin Makim Be'inshin? So the Gemara with the Teretz, the Gemara gives the Teretz, the Pites in Yivomes, Migdal Milse, der Tzadik des Ivomes, Migda Milse Shane, so it's based upon the Alocha of Yeshkiya B'Trachom Lakadol Matir. And the Rambam mentions the Alocha of Yesh, of Bezn Makim Beinshin, even Mise, in Ilches Mamre, where he discusses the dinner of Bezn Agor. But then the Rambam, in Ilches Hanedrin, has a Alocha. The Rambam says
this
the Rambam in Chasmul, that's the Mekiyes of Sanhedrin says that, and the Chiddush Aran in Sanhedrin says that. And the Rambam also said it in Ilches Mamrim.
Dafke
Bezn Agodo. Where the Rambam says, Bezn, so in the whole Pirsheni, so he emphasizes Bezn Agodo, Bezn Agodo Shedorosh Baras Namides, Bezn, and all Bezn Agodo, but then in Aloche, hey, Daladi says, Vieshli Beznan is referring to Bezn Agodo, because he doesn't discuss any other Bezn Ilches Mamrim except Bezn Agodo. Vieshli Bezn Lakir of Dvorim Eilu Fisho. After Pishu Kotmin or Rishenim, Shir Yug Zeresel Chmurim Divatir Asmo, Shafil Divatir or Yeshli Chol Bezn Lokri Rasho, Kitzat Bezn Shoro Lechazik Hadas Lassis Yokin Shiavo Nitero, Makim Veishin Shalim Nadim. Then, but in Nurcha Sanhedrin, Nurcha Sanhedrin, the Rambam, Perkot Dalet, Nurcha Sanhedrin, Halocha, hey, he says, V'chein yesh li bezdin b'chol mokim v'chol zman. What does it mean b'chol zman? Not afki bezdin agon. Even bezman ze, lehalkis odom sheshmo si ro, v'hom eranun olof shuriv al arayes, v'hu shi yekil shi mipesik, k'mi shi be'arno, v'lo yu eilu eivim yuduim shi mitzin olof shmo ro, v'chein mivazin eze sheshmo si ro, mecharfin es yudasi b'fonf. וכן יש לדיין לינדס ולהחרים מי שאיני בנידו כנגד הפרץ וכן יש לדיין לאסיס מריבו עם אורו ולא רבימי ולקללי ולהקייסי ולטרי שרד אסגנורי מתקוטן ולהשביע בליקים ועל כורחי שלא יעשה ושלא יוסו שלמה ואו רבימום והקללום ועקם הם אנושים ואמרתם בהשביעים בליקים וצגנורי מתקוטן. No, it's not Seisa. One second. That's Gemara in Mitkotten Daf Tezayin Omed Aleph. So the Gemara says, Minolon dinatzinon v'laitinon u'machinon v'talzu shisar. In other words, all kinds of tvi'e of akoye and putting in Beis Asurim, you know, and klole, everything. Every needle involves klole. Minolon דינצינון ולייטינון ומחינון ויתלשין עם שער ומשבינון דרסי ואורי וימון פוסיק נזרה וקלום ועקם הם אנושים אמרתם ואשבינון Minolon di kapsinon ve'asrinon ve'ardin adofen. In other words, you can put people in Beis Asirin. Litzirach l'migda milzer l'sirach ha'shor. Also from the psukim in Ezra. So that's a halacha that is mosel to tzibur. And the dayan has the kirach ha'tzibur. Even if he wasn't designated, if he's wrote to be a dayan. But the Zayin Tivoyiyah, who were explicitly authorized to do that, and it was delegated to them by the Tzibo, they have the same Kiyach HaTzibo. Some Melee, but only Akoi, Asurim, but not Arigi, because there's an Iyaf Lisirzach. There is no Heta Alis. But Bezna Godel can be Eik Alisirzach. But the Bezna. What is that? Lakesa, yeah. Some Melee. Meridnu Lemailim. Meridim Lemailim also have a din of Mitzari HaTzibo. Like any criminal who is a threat to the Tzibo. So minimum Muslim are a threat to the Tzibo. Because the Rambam says, Misisi Mesorom Ma'achri Adishem. And Muslim, so they are Mitzari HaTzibo on a physical level. Minim are Mitzari HaTzibo on a spiritual level. What's the difference? So they have a din of Mitzari HaTzibo. But Mitzari HaTzibo are not Mufki of Lisirzach. So Mimele. So mele by mitzare atzibo, there is no heta to be meiser them lemalchus laarige, only to prison, akoye, monetary penalties, and so on, but not arige, not arige. Mashenki moshrim minim. If there is itzer hasho, they are also mitzare atzibo. So mele, even though they are mufkaf lisiyotzoch, but the yochid is not allowed to do it anyway. Is the Rishus is Moshe to the Tzibo, or Gdili Ador, after the Amar Bebiumdes, as the Miri says in Borokame. So they represent the Tzibo. If they decide, after considering it, you know, thoroughly with a lot of deliberation, so if they decide that it's indispensable for the Atzolos Tzibo to mete out drastic measures against Minyan Muslim, they're allowed to do it. They're allowed to do it. So mele, so maisim b'chol b'imori amarov limseres hamosrim leonshom ul lakesom ul osrom lekonsom leonshom. So why do you have to say lakesom? Oh, it all depends what the tzirach is. If it is indispensable leonshom, so then leonshom. But if you can be masel letzibo by punishing them with money, so you have no right even to put them in prison. And if it is indispensable for Atzolos HaTzibo to put them in prison, you're allowed to do that. If it is indispensable for Atzolos HaTzibo to mete out capital punishment, you're allowed to do that too. But so the pshat in the Rambam says, "Hami apikorsim kifrim b'teiro im yesh biyodei keach lehorgom b'saye b'farhes yehergom." What does it mean b'saye farhes? In other words, because there is a halacha, whenever something is moso to Bezdin, because Bezdin represents the Tzibur, so only if he can do it openly, then they represent the Tzibur. But what kind? How can they represent the Tzibur if they have to hide and do it furtively, so they can't represent the Tzibur? In other words, so if they have rishus from the Malchus, you know, to be done in the foshes, then they can do it openly. So if there is a tzeh hashor to mete out capital punishment, they can do it. But if they don't, but they do it furtively, so then they're not even lisirzach. They're not chayiv Mrs. Bezdin, but they come within the parsha of shefer damodem bodem domi yishafech. Because